Phone hacks.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Nick Capper to my Mike Goldstein. Nick Capper, how are you, Nick?
Mate, I am so happy to be here.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy not to be the sidekick for once, because we all know I'm the boss
of the Phone Hacks Podcast. Yeah.
Yep. And I know, it's your little joke that I'm not the boss and you always give me the sidekick role.
Uh-huh.
But we all know I'm the boss.
Are you, though?
I am the boss.
Yeah. I think, but you claim you're the boss, which makes you much less boss-like, you know?
Fuck off. I come up with all our great ideas.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
First live show. Great idea. Oh. Went off.
The one,
sold out.
The 100th episode. Get the punchers up.
Hang on. Let me get first live show. Right. My idea.
Let's hear every single great idea from the get go.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the Phone Hacks premise? That was you?
No, that was your idea.
And how's that gone for you?
The dice, the whole thing. Yes, that was your idea. To be honest, a kind of a weak point of the show, in my opinion.
Yeah, probably.
I think
the premise? Yeah. It should just be the hacks.
That's the number one thing people say to me.
Yeah.
That they go, Nick, great podcast, great riffing, hate the premise, but you've somehow managed to polish this turd with your great lyrics.
That's the feedback?
Yeah.
With your great lyrics?
Then, yeah, yeah.
Yeah? Are you fucking... Let's hear some lyrics right now.
Yo, I'm on the phone hacks. I'm gonna make you attack. I'm not whack. I'm gonna gratify your sack. I'm gonna put stuff around your sack. I'm gonna worship your sack.
That's a lot of sack. Yeah. It's too much. That's the Phone Hacks podcast. Oh, damn it.
I've got so many podcasts at the moment.
Yeah. I think we should say, because people are probably thinking that we have a guest sitting here that's going to be just very awkward and not speaking. Should we just act like there's someone here that's, just the worst guest of all time?
Yeah, we've got our favorite guest, our biggest guest of all time.
Brock Rogan. Yeah, it's a mashup.
Okay, yeah. Brock Rogan.
Yeah. He's into elk
meat. Hey guys, what's going on? I'm Brock Rogan.
Brock Rogan kills elks with his drones.
Yeah, that's right. I kill them. It's astonishing. It's astonishing how many drones I've killed. It's beautiful.
He doesn't kill drones. He kills elks with his drones.
I've killed so many drones.
Do you understand what's happening? It's Barack Obama would be like the biggest guest, and the biggest podcaster is Joe Rogan. So I mashed them up for Barack Rogan.
Man, this is sick. So it's Joe Rogan that plays golf.
Yeah, well, probably more basketball or anything.
Because I remember Chris Rock did that great sketch that Barack Obama is actually white. He's like, he plays golf, he surfs, he's got two dogs, he's white.
All right. Was this a stand-up bit?
Yeah, something like that. It was great. It was on, I think it was when he opened for SNL or some shit. Anyway.
Oh, so it wasn't really a sketch. It was more a monologue type deal.
Yeah, more monologue type deal.
That's a condescending thing people can do, is they can refer to your stand-up comedy as your little sketch. Your little sketch or monologue or skits. Skits,
man,
and riddles.
I mean, driving around in a van.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. Look, from the get-go, we got to say this is our yearly wrap-up episode.
So this is our Auld Lang Syne New Year's Eve spectacular.
Yeah.
It's a wrap-up of the year. It's Capper and I before he fucks off to Brisbane. And with corona cases spiking in certain places in the country, I might never see you again.
I am fucking ruined, man.
Yeah.
I am ruined. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's not a good time.
We've got to drive through New South Wales tomorrow. And we are going to speed through that motherfucker.
As long as you're passing through, I don't know. If you're stopping, it might be a problem. But I think if you're just like going from one point to another, I don't know how you prove that.
We're stopping in Dubbo, but I don't think they'll get any cases.
Who knows, man? Like, it is a clusterfuck at the moment. And
I am so scared.
I was in Sydney last week, and I'm just thanking God, the Jewish God, that...
What's the name of the Jewish god?
Smeagol. Yeah, my precious.
Ooh.
Yeah, Heidel Deidel and what have you. So who knows, man? Like, who knows? Like, people were so quick to react, and it's only just happened, 28 cases in the northern beaches of Sydney. So I know comics trying to get back into Melbourne right now. Apparently Qantas, $800 one-way ticket from Sydney to Melbourne.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you were going to have a big New Year's on your 40th.
Well, we were going to go on the 30th of December and stay through till the 3rd of January. But right now, that's up in the air. And the whole thing is, though, I've already, like, booked. I didn't know there's a resort in Coogee, which is, like, fucking Coogee, you know? Like, it's crazy that they have, like, a beachside resort.
Yeah.
Right? But we found it, and then... Yeah, so we're going to go stay there, and I've already paid for that, and if that goes tits up, it's just, you know, that's probably worse than the wedding going away.
Man, that'd be so funny if you got to Sydney, but then you got stuck in a resort, like you couldn't stay in anyone's house, so you're just forced to pay $200 a night for like a month.
Dude, holiday prices, they're charging like $400 a night or some shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And my God.
And the thing is, though, they would just be like, just get the fuck out. And, you know, because they had other bookings coming in, and then we would just be stranded. We'd probably end up staying in like a hostel or something. Yeah. Oh,
just on a bunk bed.
Yeah.
Just goes from you going to get married in Hawaii to sleeping in a bunk bed with your fiance.
Yeah. She's... Is that someone knocking on the front
door? Someone just knocked on the front door.
Are you expecting anyone?
No.
People are going to think this is a special guest surprise. Like, it's someone massive.
I know. I'm hoping it is.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll fill time. It's going to be just some random dipshit, isn't it? Oh, so it's not... Sorry for everyone listening. You can wave her through. We can put... Okay, so it's a friend of Capper's partner. Yeah.
Man, do you want to come on the Phone Hacks podcast? Okay. He doesn't want to come on.
Yeah, well, they can't hear you anyway, we'll just say one of Capper's girlfriend's friends showed up, and she said she would... Couldn't think of anything
worse.
She's
a listener as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this would be her Christmas present.
Everyone's a coward.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, guys, a lot of people actually write us in and go, hey... We love hearing you guys on the Patreon. Just talk with no guest.
Yeah.
So as a Christmas present, we're going to give it to you guys for free.
Yeah.
We're going to talk with no guest today. We're going to do a wrap up.
Uh-huh.
And then you never know, Mike, we might do a couple of hacks.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Like the olden days.
Yeah. Like the first couple of eps.
I think the first three eps, it was just me and you, bro. That was Rip Dad. That's the one I always vividly remember because it was the first one I ever did. What was your first ever hack? I'd have to go back and look.
I remember I got off pretty easy.
Yeah.
The first few. But then we started having guests and it really piled up.
Yeah.
There was the one that was really tough. My first ever successful comedy festival.
Uh-huh.
And you got me to tweet that I was quitting comedy.
Yeah.
That was fucking horrible.
Oh, I remember one of the first ones for you was that, you know, you're sick of people giving you shit for having body odor. And
that was horrible.
You've turned it around.
That was bad.
You've upped your hygiene. And you actually have, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's not you that actively smells anymore. It's your house. There's a strong hint of hot garbage in this kitchen.
Man, this isn't a smell. It's you. It's your finicky little nose.
No, Meg, does this kitchen smell bad? It has a funk. She'll. Yeah, it's like celery that's fallen out of
Celery's
someone's
great.
Asshole. It's the celery MacGruber used.
This is classic Mike. Okay, we won't record at your place. What we'll do is we'll record at Kappa's place,
yeah,
and they just rip the piss out of it continually, complain about everything.
There's a state, but it's probably, I think, the sink is backed up.
The sink, the sink sucks.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah. Our sink upstairs, it takes ages to drain.
Oh, yeah.
I said to my girlfriend, did you regurgitate into the sink and not clean it up?
Yeah.
She said, no, I just poured a smoothie down there and it hasn't gone down yet. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Regurgitate. You are working on your vocab. That's
impressive,
man.
Pretty good.
Is that word of the day?
Yes, I think so. Regurgitate is pretty good. Yeah. I have used it before.
Yeah.
But mate, what a big year it's been this year.
What a year. What a 2020. What an amazing year for humanity.
Man, I love the people that are going, 2020 can fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Piss off 2020.
Uh-huh.
You are the worst.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, 2021. Not looking much better.
Yeah.
It is not looking much better.
I have to say, I saw you tweet that.
Yeah.
And it was you ripping off a tweet I did from 2 months ago. So there you go. Again, plagiarized.
Really?
By the great man.
Really? Oh, no, I've become Goldstein.
Well, I think I tweeted, this was probably mid-lockdown, I said, I can't wait for 2021 when nothing bad will ever happen again.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. All right, yeah.
So much more like comedic craft on it.
Yes.
But yours, yeah, I saw yours, and but I think it's a common thing. I don't think you directly ripped it like the other one, which was memorizing the girlfriend's number, which was right out of my notes, right into your tweets. I think we talked about that one on a Patreon.
Yeah.
The thing is, this is a regular episode. This is going out in between. This is in the holiday taint in between Christmas and New Year's. We wish you all a Merry Christmas for a few days ago, whenever you're listening to this, and also a Happy New Year. 2021 will be your year if you keep listening to the Phone Hacks podcast, because we will continue to deliver the goods. The orgasms.
The orgasms, the ear orgasms, the hacks.
Eargasms.
The eargasms. Yeah. The
sex.
The lyrics.
Oh, you love the lyrics.
The lyrics.
Rap lyrics.
Our little riffs.
Yeah, our little riffs.
Our great, you know, the chodes.
Skits and riddles.
skits and riddles. we should go through the episodes, Mike, what we done this year.
Of this year? Okay. So we started the year in this very house, sitting outside with the great Bonnie Tengi.
Man, that was a great start to the
year. Doesn't it seem like it just happened? Like everyone says,
it does. Yeah.
Like this year has been the longest, but it's also been the quickest.
Mm-mm.
Because she was our first guest of the year. She had me post a picture of me holding my shirt like tightly and saying, do my nipples show too much?
Yes.
And Too Much Nipple was the title of that episode.
That was a great episode. Love. I can't wait till we've got enough money where we can just fly down and just see guests.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like Bonnie was in town. It was good to have her, but it'd be good to just get her, just go, hey, we're flying down.
Yeah.
Get you on the podcast.
Bonnie's great.
Yeah, so
and
good.
She then partied with us on New Year's Eve, and we had a fucking amazing New Year's Eve.
That was great, man.
It's that picture of us where I'm holding like the gold dollar sign, and we're just fucking tweaking off our head.
It was a great New Year's
Not
Eve.
Meth tweak, just friendship tweaking.
Just friendship tweaking.
And even if I look at the descriptions, like at the time it would have made sense, but it says Capper DMs a comedian, a touching sentiment on Insta. So that might have been you saying something cheesy or corny. It was something like, you know, always look forward, never look back. It was something like that.
Yeah, I think that was Talimo, wasn't it?
Talimo,
yeah. That was great.
Mine was the nipple one. Bonnie was a climate change denier. On the following episode, so the second one of the year, we had Ash Williams on. We're not going to go through every episode if anything pops out. Ash Williams, who... I'll give you guys some inside dirt. I believe is going into the jungle for that fucking celebrity get me out of here bullshit.
Really?
His shirt's going to be off when he walks in.
Man, yeah. There's no way. I wonder if he's eaten between now and then.
No.
I remember one time he was on the cover of some magazine. He came and said hi to me. And,
yeah.
And he's like, man, not eating. Just drinking water.
Yeah.
Want to look jacked. Oh. I want to look jacked.
Oh, yeah. He's
I haven't eaten for a week.
The Fitness First magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I went with him to the gym and like he didn't have his membership card and he just pointed at the cover of the Fitness First magazine.
Really?
Yeah. And they were like, okay.
If you're on the cover of the magazine, I guess you can come in.
Okay. Sure. You're a brand ambassador at that point.
Oh, man.
Ash, we got him to post because I think we recorded before New Year's Eve with him that he was looking for cheap deals on Coke.
Oh, yeah. That was great. That was great.
And then he panicked. Remember, I went and played tennis with him afterwards and he like panicked midway through the match and pulled it.
One of the funniest stories to ever rough on this podcast says he's part of some elite tennis club.
Yeah.
And then gets you to walk under the windows.
He walked. He crouched. We basically had to fucking army crawl to the back court. And then, like, he knew some way to get the lights on. And then he was, like, shitting his pants when some janitor was like, are you guys meant to be here? And he's like, you know how confident he is?
Yeah.
Ash, he's just like, I'm Ash. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, honestly, I've been in situations like that with him before. Well, he'll just say his name. And people are like, okay.
Yeah.
If you're that good looking and confident, honestly, you get away with that
shit. Fuck, man. Yeah. I wonder what would happen if I tried that. I'm the cat.
I'm Nicholas.
I'm Nicholas. Doesn't have the safe ring to it, does it? I'm Nicholas.
They would be like, they'd call the cops.
Yeah.
I think. Let's see. Oh, Becky. Becky was on. This will bring up an interesting story because it wasn't this episode.
This is great.
Yeah. Well, you know what's happened.
Yeah.
Today. So today, Becky Lucas, great friend of the show, just released her book.
Yes.
Right? Which is called Acknowledgements. Acknowledgements. Yeah. And she went with the American spelling of acknowledgements, which I appreciate rather than your weird.
Was that for you, Mike?
I think it's for me because I think I feature heavily in the book.
Okay.
As I should. As yes. The, you know, the one that got away.
No.
But our hack for her, like on a live episode, the same episode with Guy Montgomery, where, you know.
That was a controversial episode.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because the New Zealand comedy community is filled with the biggest cucky snowflakes on the planet.
Yeah, and I think there are a few, yeah, Australian people wrapped in there as well. Real snowflakes. Yeah.
So, but when Becky was on that live show, so she's done the show multiple times, we got her to fake announce a book. And so this is a few years back, and it was Becky Lucas, My Life So Far, Tales of a Little Brisbane Girl Growing Up in a Big Showbiz World, right? And the nice little touch was the Penguin Classics logo.
Yeah, I made that in Photoshop really quickly, and I knocked it out of the park, I reckon.
But I talked to Becky about this, and she ran with the title Acknowledgements, but the subtitle A Memoir So Far, which is so close.
Yeah.
To what you knocked up there. And it was, it's amazing. And then hers is stories of friends, enemies, and figuring things out. So we were almost spot on with what she was going
to
run with.
I used to read Becky's newsletter that she would send out, and it was great. So I'm looking forward to this book. And that episode that we recorded this year, Becky Lou Capron the Jew, one of my favorites from this year, I got to say.
We recorded, she was supporting Daniel Tosh. And again, all this shit seems like so recently because that would have been, I mean, February. Yeah, that was the first week of Feb. And I went and watched her do the support for Tosh. And, you know, it was just at the Palais down the road when I was still living in St. Kilda. And then, you know, after February is when everything spiraled and went to shit.
It's crazy, man.
I actually saw someone tweet, has anyone low-key enjoyed 2020? And the amount of hate that guy got, but the amount of people that are like, yeah, this year's actually been pretty good.
It's been up and down for me.
Well, it's the people who are like, well, you know, obviously a global pandemic, people have lost their lives, that's bad. But people in like Perth and Brisbane, you know, people in cities that have just cruised through this, or New Zealand, or apparently Singapore has like really fucking done this right. They just can't really leave their countries, but outside of that, nothing's changed. You know what I mean?
Man, and in places like Brisbane, the film industry would have got more work and, you know, things like that. It's pretty crazy. But, it was a fucked year. It was fucked. It's shit being in the house. And I think it does have ongoing depression on the people around me and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I think I reached new levels of creativity in terms of writing, drawing and stuff. I got to do all that stuff I wouldn't have been able to do.
You also
so they were kind of balanced out.
Were like almost inspiring and motivating in a way because you took a course, an online course. You did as many just odd jobs as you could that were paying.
Yeah.
And man, it was impressive that you kept yourself busy and didn't absolutely lose your mind. Because I had some, I had some moments.
Oh man!
When I couldn't get back to Perth, I was like, "Fuck them!" And watching those cunts flourish.
Oh yeah. But you seem pretty calm until the other night when we were doing a spot, and then you were fucking flipping out, and I was like, "This is a bunch of energy that Mike, because we've left everything up till the last minute.
Yeah,
we've really fucked everything.
Yeah,
in terms of we're running with we there. Yeah, we.
Okay. Uh-huh. It's a choice. Yeah. And?
And, I was like, wow. Yeah, Mike, it's so funny because we did Wagga.
Yeah.
Where we went on this journey of self-exploration.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized that I wanted to keep doing comedy. Even though the gig wasn't that good, I wanted to keep doing it. And then same with you. But then we came back And then we were just sitting in a club.
Yeah.
Drinking and just in a dark room with our mates. And we're like, this is fucked.
What night was that? Drinking.
Well, not drinking, but we'd had a drink. Do we have a drink at the... Oh, we didn't. No.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. We were just sitting there in a dark room with other comics and we were like, this sucks.
I don't remember this.
And we couldn't really... we got a guest in the end.
Yeah.
But like we were like finding it hard to... because everyone's busy now. Everyone's so fucking busy. Yeah. I didn't even ask for any gigs, Mike.
No.
And I've been doing gigs every week. Sometimes I've done two a night.
Dude, I don't...
And I haven't asked for any.
That just shows the demand that people want, you know, Nicholas, good old St. Nicholas for.
St. Nicholas, yeah. And I've been like... trying to absolutely ruin these gigs wearing a dumb suit. And
yeah, the suit's a lot. So I was hosting the lounge the other night and I'm just meant to do 7 to 10 minutes at the top of the second bracket and then introduce you. But you were so late, I ended up doing a half hour and not knowing when you were there or, you know, and I said, walk through the room so I could see you. And then you came in through the back. I didn't see it at all. And then if I was bombing, I would have been fucking livid, right? But I was doing well.
You were doing really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's okay. But also, it was the fact that we were trying to bank up episodes before we went through the Christmas, New Year's Eve break.
Yeah.
And just like, we left it all too last minute. We couldn't, everyone's out of town or now people are stuck, whatever. Mm. And so it all just came to a head. And when I saw you after coming off stage, I think you could tell I was mad.
Yeah.
And I've seen this look in you before. You look like a dog that's just like shit in a shoe. And it's a sheepish look where you kind of won't admit you're wrong, but it's still there. It's fucking, you know, it's all over your face. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And if we didn't know each other that well, I would admit I'm wrong. I go, sorry, man.
No, you didn't, but you didn't apologize. You apologized to one of the guys that works at the club.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, hey, don't apologize to me. Because fuck, dude, I was like digging material up from fucking 2012. Not to say I ever stopped doing that material in the first place.
And yeah, it's such a weird thing. It's like a, what is it? Masochistic thing, yeah, with you, because you're my buddy. I never want to see you mad. I never want to do you wrong.
Yeah.
But then it's so funny when you're angry.
Really?
Oh, no. Well, just because you're angry about the best shit. Like most comics,
yeah,
they want to go overtime. They want to, if they're killing, they want to stay on the stage.
Uh-huh.
But you're like, doesn't matter how hard you're killing.
Yeah.
You're like, you only get Mike G for this amount of time, for this amount of money. You're kind of like the guy in Drive.
Well,
like you kind of got the fucking...
Well, because I started
You got the gloves on and the watch on the steering wheel and it is great.
Yeah.
It is great.
Oh, dude. Well, I'm a true professional, but, you know, only for what I'm booked for.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I've never... fucking sticky feet. If you're a comic that gets sticky feet, you're an egotistical fucking narcissist. And the only reason you do comedy is for the validation it provides, right? Whereas I'm just purely, you know, it's supplementing my JobKeeper moment. And that's it. Fucking JobKeeper right now. That's why this year hasn't been that bad, because Australia has provided income.
It's been beautiful. It's been beautiful.
You know, in the States, they got one $1,200 check and that was it.
Man, I'm surprised I got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Trump thought he was a fucking hero. And then it's like my buddies were like, we're trying to give it away to charity and stuff, but people are like, everyone's got to keep their $1,200, you know? Like they were really adamant that you kept your $1,200, even if you needed it or not, you know? It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that is insane.
I know. And so I'm happy to be back doing stand-up, but what had happened that day is a bunch of people shot us down to do the podcast, just not because, whatever, they're pieces of shit,
yeah,
but because it's the time of year, right?
You said, oh man, it was crazy.
Yeah, and it's just last minute
everywhere.
And yeah, and what we always do, an episode at the end of the year with just us. We did a Christmas episode last year.
A Christmas episode last year. So we were going to make this one the Christmas episode, but we thought we'd make it the New Year's episode.
Yeah.
So we'll do a couple more wrap-ups. Then we'll, what do you say we do some hacks, Mike?
Yeah. Well, just scrolling through the year and episodes, some good titles. Like I feel underappreciated because I do the write-ups and the titles and the little blurbs every week, and I publish the episodes. And I know you work, but I do my bit. Yeah.
No, you do your bit, Mike. No, you do your bit.
And every time, like, it's my internet's slow and it takes like 3 hours to upload an episode, I'm just fuming at Nick Capper in my head.
Yeah, well, every time I was editing a Patreon video.
Oh, yeah.
It took me 3 days to do one sometimes. I would think of all of this from Mike Goldstein.
Yeah. I think at one point you said just treat the podcast like it's your job, but I could never because I have so much fun. Jack Truce, he was a regular this year. And that episode, so number 98, I would implore people to go back and listen to because I think it has the funniest riffs about Bigfoot and monkeys.
That is a great episode.
Yeah. Like my partner listened to it and she said it was, she couldn't breathe. She was laughing so hard. Because we're talking about the monkey that ripped the guy's balls and foot off. And then and the title of the episode is Bigfoot Tits, which must have been a riff.
Yeah. That was because we were saying, what if Bigfoot, someone drew Bigfoot, but it was a pervert that drew Bigfoot. So just,
was that the
there
riff?
Was just no hair on the tits.
Yeah, big pendulous tits because that kind of plays into Prime Minister with big breasts.
Yes.
Yeah. We're a tit based podcast.
Yeah, we are. We love small tits as well.
Yeah.
We're all about tits.
What's
men's tits?
Men's tits.
We're fine.
Yeah.
Arnie's tits in
Auntie's?
Arnie's tits.
Arnie.
I didn't say auntie's tits.
Auntie's tits.
Auntie's
I'm not
tits.
A fan of auntie's tits. Yeah,
you really?
No.
Oh, you're a weirdo, Mike.
Well, no, because one's like always real, like the dark, real dark nipple, you know, and the pendulous.
Arnie's tits in Terminator 2 were excellent.
Oh, we just saw that.
Yeah, it was great. We watched that in Wagga. It was great.
Well, because we looked it up, and he's either, well, there's conflicting reports. He's either 42 or 44.
Oh.
But he looks fucking good.
He looks
because
fucking
I'm staring
great.
Down the barrel of 40, and I still think, you know, I look okay. I packed on some fucking lockdown weight that I'm still trying to shed.
Yeah.
But Arnie's body in that is a marbled work of art.
Absolutely beautiful. Oh,
chef's
what
kiss.
An Adonis.
What about Auntie's tits?
Auntie's tits?
Yeah.
No comment.
They're always kind of flat.
You know they're always the best, Mike.
But
don't,
like,
tell anybody else about Auntie's tits.
I think they're always kind of like flat up top and then like heavy at the bottom.
Like a ski jump.
Yeah. It's got that. But somehow pointing downwards still, you know?
Oh,
it's that classic fucking, pool ball in a sock scenario.
Oh, yes.
Where you go? Oh, grab me one. Capper's going to the fridge. He's we're on the Vodsods. I'm on the Vodsods. You're on a Fizzer.
Yeah.
Chode-sode. Yeah, the Chode-sode. Okay, but then you could tell.
Okay.
Right after that, so we had the, not right after, but close to that, we had the Live in Melbourne 100th episode spectacular.
Yes. Now, this was a complete train wreck.
But entertaining train wreck nonetheless. Thank you for everyone who came out. We got a few people on stage.
Loved it.
Yeah. Some real Turbo fans showed up and got them on stage. People were yelling out references to episodes that would make no sense to anyone who wasn't kind of diehard. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. And I guess I'll put the plug in now because by the time this goes up, we will be pushing the live phone hacks in Perth.
Yes.
And Perth, from history, not a good market for us.
No. And also, guys, we've got to remember the Insuperior podcast, Dum Dum.
Yeah.
Are
you going to plug them?
They're doing their live show the weekend after.
All right.
Right? So our objective is to rub our ticket sales into Carl Chandler's face. Mm. Okay? We want to show him.
Yeah.
He said to me today that Dum Dum's only 2/3 sold out. So if you write us a message or something and say, I want to fuck with Dum Dum. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to buy a ticket. Then we might be able to help you out. We might give you a discount. As long as.
Yeah.
As long as that you say that you want to rub it in Carl Chandler's face.
Yeah.
We might be able to help you out with something.
Yeah. So the thing, we want to turn it into a troll where you buy tickets. If you're in Perth or you're going to be in Perth on the 17th of January, so the Sunday, the first weekend of Perth Fringe World, buy a ticket and then screenshot the purchase of it or you holding the ticket if you have a hard copy and send it to Carl Chandler and say, I can't wait for this show.
Yes, that would be great. That would be so fucking good.
And then if you all do that in droves and just break his brain, you know, he'll act like it doesn't faze him.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll break him.
It'll break him.
Yeah.
Say, oh man, that'd be great. What a great idea.
Oh, dude. So if everyone does that, leave Daslo out of it. You know, he's
cool. Yeah. Yeah, guys, we've been having so much fun this year. This year we've had some great guests. As a little wrap up, we had some new guests that were outstanding.
Well, some old favorites. So just scrolling through, so after that live show, and this is, man, it would be fascinating to listen to because we were in Melbourne this whole year. Mm. So Dave O'Neill was on the episode 101. Can You Fix My Pants was the name of that episode because this got you into some hot water.
Oh,
a
yes.
picture of a hole in your pants where you could see your disgusting sack and sent it to your mom with the caption, Can You Fix My Pants? Your parents were not happy with that at all.
Got in a lot of trouble.
I thought you'd shoot it down.
They said they were disappointed. And yeah, I did it. Anytime you call me a pussy in the future, think of that one, Mike.
That one's impressive, but I've done plenty of shit that at this point I'm like, whatever. You know, I'll just go through with it. I don't think I've shot much down. Dave O'Neill, but it says pre-lockdown, so we would have recorded that.
That was, man, do you know what? I was going to do a hack for you on this one that I was hoping you'd get, just like sucked in, you idiots. I hope festival's cancelled.
All right.
As like just you being bitter because you were saying that. You were like...
I was jokingly saying because I was going back to the States for a very good friend's wedding in Florida. And then I was like, it's funny to me if Melbourne Festival gets canceled because I am not doing it, right? So just that it's that same... Okay, that comes from the same place as me kind of wanting to see Sydney get locked down right now, right?
Yeah,
or Perth or Brisbane. I obviously don't want people to get sick and die. I would just love to see them suffer through just a small percentage of what Melbourne went through this year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, really rub it in their face.
Dude. But so that shit is, it's not, I mean, it's not Schadenfreude because it's not someone else's failure. It's just like bad shit. Yeah, it's just me being a cunt.
Yeah.
So
it's like me watching you when you're mad.
Oh, dude, but like, I'm telling you, it's like you had just dragged your asshole across the floor and it left a streak and I came in and yelled at you and that was the look on your face, you know? Yeah. And then you were like, oh, okay. Like, and I was like, if you wait 20 minutes, you can give me a ride home. And you were like, no, I got to go. And I'm like, all right, fucking see ya.
Yeah, I just thought every bit of icing on the cake.
Oh, man, you're actually worse than me, dude. And then even last night, the show like went to like 10:05 and you had left like 15 minutes before. And I was like, this bad. The walk to the train station, I was like, fuck. He's the most selfish person I've ever met. But then after the Dave O'Neill episode, it went straight into recording with your housemates, Ben Knight, Nicola Bernardi.
Oh, yeah. Great episode. So fun. And it was weird. We were recording those in my kitchen just before lockdown.
Yeah.
So we had a full setup. Like, we're all standing up. And
I think the sound might be fucked on a couple of those. Like, we hadn't figured it out.
That was crazy times.
And then the Zoom era started. Episode 104, Zach Dyer was our guinea pig on April 20th.
That was a fun ep, I remember. That was great.
But it was like, we thought maybe we'd have to do a few of these.
Yes.
Little did we know.
Oh my God.
The entire year. But then, like, it opened up the door for you to hit up people that you'd gigged with. And, Gareth Reynolds came on. He was great.
Gareth Waugh. That was a great episode.
Yeah. Melanie Bracewell.
Oh, great.
Great New Zealand comedian. Ari Shaffir.
Oh, excellent.
Man, we almost, like, because the States is in, like, full. Not lockdown, but they're in full isolation, like anyone with a conscience right now. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if we really are hard up over the break to fill the weeks, we could almost hit up some of the States people.
Look, it's so weird though, because like Ari Shaffir, huge podcaster.
Yeah.
Like great guest as well. Great episode. But man, Zoom, it just turns me off. I would rather have one of my mates not on Zoom than a big guest on Zoom.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrible.
I know.
But I see a lot of Australian podcasts now getting all of these American celebrities.
Yeah.
Because they're like, they got nothing to fucking do.
They're trapped in their house. They're bored as hell.
So if some prick rings you up who's living in a share house in Coburg to fucking do his little podcast, you're like, yeah, well, what else am I going
to
do?
Man, I think we're going to have to do a couple Zooms just to cover the holiday gap. But we have a returning favorite. Hopefully, Eve Ellenbogen will be on.
Oh, wow. What a controversial episode. So good.
Oh, man. She's great. I really like her. But she kind of gave you a lot of shit or something. And What was the controversy?
No, just because she was like, she just loves talking about the fuckedest shit ever.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't get complaints about it, but we got a lot of people going, this was a real fucked up episode.
Really?
And I loved it. Yeah. I remember people saying in the group, which also, guys, thank you so much for commenting in the group. We love all the shit coming in the group.
Yeah.
All the fan art as well. Thank you so much. One of our favorite guests this year, Limo.
Well, so just watching it, Limo was the first guest after the first lockdown. So on May 25th, episode 109, Limo was on and remember how fucking excited we were at that point just to be in person.
Oh, man, we were so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so great. And Limo is just an old pro. You know, he's got that. Anyone that's spent a lot of time on radio or just been around comedy forever, it just like, just is easy, you know? There's no work.
He's so easy. And he was such a great guest. And we were just blown away. It was one of the greatest, one of my favorite memories of this podcast was doing that episode. We were having so much fun.
Yeah. And I try in the description to like, you know, so when we read back over it, I can remember what the hacks were. So I freestyled about Corona. It says, Capper suffers from thin penis syndrome. I think you commented on a Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I got TPS.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah, something like that.
I forget what the page was.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, you got it because I seem to land on threes so much. You got to make me join more groups or, you know?
I think so, yeah. I've got to do that actually in the future.
Because I think I'm, even though, whatever, how many ever people I have on Facebook, I think it's like tapping it out a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even, you know, we've targeted Mensa a few times. And then, so this was in between. We thought we were free and clear. Alex Ward came on.
That was a very loose episode with Alex Ward.
Recorded in your room.
Quite drunk.
Very drunk.
Recorded in my bedroom. Yeah. We were drunk. Great episode. Andy Lee came on the next episode, and that was a stellar episode. Once again, a pro.
And that the way that initiated was me trolling him. Go back and listen, episode 111 with the great man Andy Lee.
Well, you want to start at the Ari Shaffir episode where I did the hack,
and then
go to the Andy Lee one.
Yeah, so you had me message Andy Lee saying I'm sorry I trolled you on Twitter, and you know, like blah blah blah, and so me sending that tweet set up a chain of events, which I'll be very vague about it now, and I haven't even told you, but a project with me and Andy Lee that might be still going ahead. So I have to think, as mad as I get at you sometimes, you've done wonders for my career. I would still be doing the mine sites in WA if it wasn't for Saint Nick.
Fuck, that is crazy. That is crazy. And I think, man, it's going to be a great adventure. I'm very excited for the future because on the on the 12th of January, you and I are going to do a trial show at the Catfish.
Yes.
It's an early show, probably around 6:30. We haven't put up the details yet.
Yeah.
But we will put up, there will be a ticket link and an announcement up where you and I are going to do a double header, so a split show.
Yeah.
So come to that. That's in Melbourne. We're going to do a trial show. Like it'll only be cheap, like $10 or something. But in and then in Perth, we're going to do a double header.
Yeah.
And, man, I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to push you to your limits, Michael Goldstein.
Are you?
Yeah.
You got some ideas?
I got some ideas.
I was thinking we do the, we write stand-up for each other, but I couldn't decide whether we tell the crowd or we just like, just do it. You know what I mean? And because some of the stand-up we've written for each other is actually like, it's so good, but maybe only so good in that context where someone else is putting these words in your mouth. You know what I mean? So... I mean, that's an idea. I was thinking...
we could open the show with stand-up for each other.
But I think
does it ruin the stand-up that we try to do?
If anything, it goes at the end of the show where
they
have some faith. You know, they're like, oh, these guys are funny. They know what they're doing. You know, even though fuck knows how our new stand-up is.
Man.
There's no open mics between now and then. did you think about that?
Yeah, I know. I know, we're going to do this fuck trial show, but it'll be a lot of fun. It'll only be like $5 or $10 or whatever.
Well, it'll be fascinating because you will definitely see the shitty creative process.
Yes, yeah, and it'll be great. And I really want to push you, Mike.
I don't know what you're thinking, but obviously, are you thinking you spring it on me?
No, I reckon we do some crazy shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So just quickly, after Andy Lee, we were still had Freedom and we did Nick Cody in person, Nath Valvo. And Danielle Walker, all fucking killer eps, by the way. And then we saw the second lockdown coming and we did a back-to-back ep, one with Jack Drews, one with Ben Russell. We were very drunk by the Ben Russell episode.
Yeah.
117.
Those were a bit sloppy, those ones, I got to say. But great episodes.
Yeah.
But they were all a bit sloppy.
And then our first of the second round of Zooms with lockdown 2.0 in Melbourne, we started insanely... with Ray Badrin.
Oh, yes.
My own partner who will listen because she, you know, especially during lockdown was doing long walks. She was like, it was a chore to get through that.
Come on, gang, you're fine, man.
Yeah.
Ray, I'm a parasite.
And that's when Europe started to open up. So we're going back into lockdown.
Yeah.
And Ray... got an Airbnb in Paris.
By himself.
Yeah.
Left his girlfriend or his wife in London and then, you know, started to gargle his own face for an hour on our podcast.
And then picked up three headliner gigs while he was in Paris.
Yeah.
And we were like steaming. We were so angry. But we were loving it.
Did you see the French Prime Minister has Corona?
No.
And he went to some like G2 summit or whatever they call it and was like shaking hands and doing cheek kisses with all the leaders.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Two cheeks as well.
Oh, yeah.
They do in France. Yeah. That'd be double cheek.
Double cheek.
That's twice Corona.
Yeah. And then, man, it was just a series of Zooms and I said it to you in person, but I've never said it on here. We hope they were good. We had a lot of great people on. But after we record in person with someone, like the Andy Lee app, such a good app that you're almost the adrenaline's going afterwards.
You're on high. Yeah.
But with a lot of the Zoom apps, you just like close your computer and then you're just sitting on your couch, like riddled with anxiety.
Yeah. Man, the worst. Look, I've got to say, one of my worst episodes of this year.
Yeah.
Great one. And I think it was because I was so excited, but then you guys were like, look, we're meant to do it at this time, but you want to do it earlier.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really that prepared or whatever. So I just thought, and I was excited to do it with our mate, Gerard McGowan, one of our favorite guys ever.
Yeah.
Just a guy I've always done comedy with. He started out as a fan of mine.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Not a fan of mine, but just a fan of comedy.
Yeah.
And he'd always come up after shows and go, hey man, great work. I'm friends with Seamus McCallery. I would like to start stand up one day. And now he's got his own podcast and
they're doing well.
He failed at comedy, but you know, like that's fine.
Well, these cis hetero white guys, I mean, you know, their time has come and passed.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, they've got what's Duggan? Is he Indian or something?
Duggan, I think, is half white, half Indian.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I remember Eve coming up to Duggan and I and saying, you know, both you guys are half white and half, you know, Indian or Sri Lankan.
Yeah.
And it's like it couldn't have turned out more different.
Yeah, so exactly.
It was complimenting me,
yeah.
But saying Duggan was like, you know, the Danny DeVito of the...
the leftover shit.
Yeah, the shit that was left over. So it was very funny that, you know, that, Eve fucking burned him in that way.
Oh, man.
Because Duggan, you know, he's a great man, but he looks like he just emerged from a swamp.
But also, yeah, I mean, yeah, two. I mean, they were pushing the diversity card. Yaz and Duggan, not really that funny. I think if you just had Gerard on,
yeah,
and maybe a couple other white guys, it would be better.
There we go.
It would be a better podcast.
You're mugging off the mug off.
Yeah. I would say so. It needs more whiteness. It needs the master race in there. I only have you for diversity, Mike.
Dude, I can play the diversity card because people look at me and they think Sri Lankan.
Yeah, Sri Lankan.
Yeah.
People look here, oh my God, thank God.
Man.
A different point of view other than white guy.
Oh, dude. I've started doing that joke now where I think I have to keep the mustache forever because this joke is working, even though it feels gross and hacky. I go, yeah, it's a weird mix, you know, Jewish Sri Lankan. I got my dad's Jewish nose and my mom's Sri Lankan mustache. And it like it kills, but I'm like, ugh.
Oh, does it kill, does it? You were destroying last night.
Yeah.
At the lands, you were killing.
I mean, it's been going well, but I feel like there's, especially when you MC, there's going to be, tonight could be the night. It could be the dud night.
Man, yeah. Because it's been getting better and better each night.
Yeah.
Like bigger laughs. And you, last night, I came in and you said, it's quiet. It's a bit quiet tonight.
Yeah.
And it was better than the other two nights. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah. Well, you're following two American guys that are going, you wacky Australians. And then you get up and, you know.
I'm wacky,
you're
baby.
The wackiest.
I'm wacky.
Yeah.
I'm the wackiest. I'll whack you. Yeah, okay. And then,
well, so that was, honestly, we had amazing guests that we just were able to get because of Zoom. You know, Jen Fricker, Nikki Britton.
Nikki Britton, so good.
Yeah.
And a weird episode. For those who don't know, this is a bit of behind the scenes. This is how much of a champ she is.
Yeah.
Her computer would crash every 20 minutes.
I think it ended up being 9 different tracks to try to put together. A shout out to our producer, Callum McNabb.
If you want some audio done, go to this man.
I think he's like, we're charity work for him at this point because he's a farm boy and, like, you know, is a great musician. I don't know if you've seen his band doing a cover of Bulls on Parade. Nabby.
No.
Nabby,
really?
If you're listening, I watched it, man, and good shit.
Really?
It falls apart a bit because they have a woman singing the Zach De La Roca part.
What?
I'm kidding. She's good. Oh, Hack De La Roca.
Hack De La Roca.
Yeah, fuck.
Man, I didn't know this. I want to watch this video.
Man, it's good. Nabby's a good guitarist and it's strong. But yeah, he's been exemplary as a producer this year, putting our shit together. And yeah, I really feel like we should buy him a Christmas gift.
We'll buy him a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, not a John Deere in sight on his farm. So
yeah.
You can go without a Christmas gift.
Yeah. So that
unreliability
was
is his gift.
So Nikki's ep was a fucking pain in the ass, but a great episode. Hopefully it came out all right. I think it did.
Such a great guest.
And then, you know, Cam James, one of our regulars and a favorite, was on during the Zoom days. And then we came out of it and had regular Tim Hewitt on, regular Brett Blake, regular Sammy Shaw, Dan Connell, Limo came back. You guys know the recent history. Ganju, Oliver Clark. I think we probably haven't hit a dud ep until probably this one.
Probably this one, yeah. Yeah. But guys, thank you so much for your support.
Do you want to roll the dice?
Yeah, let's roll the dice.
I hope you guys listened all the way through because I don't want to roll the dice for nothing.
I don't want to fucking roll this dice. I've had 2 beers.
Yeah.
I'm on a nice little, you know.
Little buzz.
Meg's still here. Meg's out in the back.
She's too.
She's still out the back.
Yeah.
It's great. She didn't want to be a guest, which is terrible.
Yeah.
You know, which is fine, actually. Well, she probably wouldn't have been a good guest.
Floated the idea, like, we should do an app with our partners, but no.
No, they're not funny.
Yeah, it's like women can't, you know, that aren't comedians. Okay, I've already dug myself a hole. They can't sing Rage Against the Machine. And if they're not well-versed in the entertainment world, they can't appear on the podcast.
This has nothing to do...
with gender?
No, this has nothing to do with our girlfriends might be funnier than us.
Oh, yeah.
This has nothing to do with that and nothing to do that we're afraid of them.
Mm.
We actually stand up to our girlfriends.
We wear the pants.
We are not scared of them.
Yeah.
We
wear the pants, but we shit in them.
That's the only reason we don't have them on.
Yeah.
Is we're not, you know, we wouldn't let them into our stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
But I think also because we're so conditioned to speaking into mics and saying whatever, like I feel like they would clam up a bit, and clam being pun intended.
What? They would walk weirdly.
It was a giant clam. No, clam house is like a euphemism for their.
Also, man. I'm just gonna tread on your thing here because you're in such a fucking deep hole. You are in such
deep hole is another term for the clam house.
You are in another deep hole. You're in another deep hole.
All right, get me out of the clam house.
Also, you got to congratulate the Phone Hacks podcast, mate.
What
for not being one of the only podcasts? No sponsors.
Who knows if they throw sponsors in? We're with it.
Well, we didn't want the sponsors. We get asked, we get called up every day.
Yeah.
Oh, can we push this? Oh, I want to trim my balls.
Yeah, we get a lot of
and we are like, no way.
Yeah, we get a lot of boner pills. Boner pills because they know our demographic.
What is it? What is it? What is that? Weed pills. Sunny D or something like that.
Like the gummies.
We get all those offers. Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Everything. Lacoste.
Why can't I even think of it? I've heard it on so many. It's not THC. It's the goddamn
CBD.
CBD.
CBD. Yeah. We get all those.
Central Business District.
Central. We get. People want to advertise their Central Business Districts in our podcast. And we say no. We are about the fans, no sponsorship, except for our Patreon, which you can join for $5. $5?
For 4 bonus episodes a month. And look, usually that fourth one comes in the following month. But it's like still, it's all there. It's all killer.
We do a lot of weird shit on it, and
weird
we
songs.
Love it.
Dude, I would think one of the best parts about it is that we sing a stupid song at the top, and our producer lays the music over it.
Oh, that is great.
And it's like, it's a hit.
And also the, look, I've been a bit slack on the videos, been working full time. We might actually take that part out of the Patreon.
I don't know. The get on the YouTube, I looked at the YouTube the other day, and I was like, this is a graveyard.
There is so much shit there. Well, if you haven't joined before.
Yeah, subscribe.
Jump on because there is a lot of shit there. Also, $7.50.
Yeah.
You will, if you haven't seen any of the videos.
Yeah.
I've got to say, first couple, skip through a fair bit till you get to the roast.
We're learning.
But the other ones, man, I've edited them. I've cut them like butter. I've had Spielberg calling me up. It's great. All right, so let's get into the hacks.
What did Spielberg
let's do this?
Doing a Spielberg impression. What did he sound like? What did he say when he called you?
Hi, Nick. Heidel to the Deidel.
Okay. Yeah. That's Spielberg?
I was wondering if you could cut Jurassic Park 6. Anyway, fuck. Yeah, so what, that wasn't good enough?
Nah. I mean, it was Jewy, and I guess you were trying to do it old. I thought you'd maybe do
impression, The only impression I can do that surprises you is a Wachowski sister's villain.
Yeah?
You, Michael. No, fuck.
You fucked it.
No.
You did it on one of the
pages. I was Jack Palance.
The V for Vendetta fucking Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
So talk about Guy Fawkes. Guy Fawkes is trying to teach you how to neg.
The woman is a difficult problem. Only you have the power to tame the woman, to teach her the skills and the things you have opened your mind. You must take the journey to take the woman.
It's good.
That's what he would say. That's what V would say as a pickup artist.
The woman is a puzzle only you can solve.
Most people say women are closed-minded, but they are a land of opportunity which you must invade and conquer.
Do not be a V for virgin.
You went slowly into Borat there.
My wife.
All right, let's get into the hack. Let's do this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're still rolling the dice on the end of the year wrap-up. You made it this far.
Yes,
good for you.
Thank you. And sorry.
5, text to a rando or a relative.
Okay.
Okay, so that's for me. So I will pull up the contacts in the phone.
Okay.
And the, let's see, who should I message? I'll put in okay. N.
You keep
Nicholas.
Burping.
I know. Well, that's a very.
Why are you burping all the time?
Well, we were sitting here drinking the chode sods.
Chode sods, let me blow my load.
This one's interesting. Do you know this? Pargan and Wilkie. Was that like a comedy duo?
Pargan and Wilkie.
Yeah. So give me something to send to Pargan and Wilkie because I actually do not remember. And there's no prior text history. I seem to think they were a comedy duo that like faded away pretty quick. So it'd be interesting to see if we get a response. What do you got for Pargan and Wilkie?
Okay, I got this. I got a crush on your chubby stepdad.
Do you love that? I think you've tried that before. I got a, or you wrote that. That was a thing that was in your notes.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a crush on your chubby stepdad. And that.
What if you say after that, that chubby gives me a chubby?
Double chubby.
Double chubby.
Yeah, like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's chubby in the wrong way. He gives me a chubby in the right way.
But I'll just stick with it. I got a crush on a chubby stepdad, double chubby.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. It'll be because I have no idea. I'm worried they might be women. I honestly cannot remember who the fuck they are. Maybe a listener knows, but
oh man, that is great.
Okay, so that's done.
Oh,
rolling the dice.
All right, Jesus Christ, this is bad.
6. DM to a celeb on Insta.
Uh oh.
Well, it's interesting because what we didn't do was the recaps from the Schuster app and Schuster.
We'll
and
do
Irby.
Those. We'll do those after the next day.
In
we'll
the following that. Episode.
Yeah, guys. So, if you're a first time listener,
this is the
break. All right. So, who have I got a message today?
Well, you have Arj Barker's number because we hit him up to do an episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you send up because the last message you sent was like, "Hey, do you want to do a podcast?"
Yeah.
But would you want to follow it up with something?
Yes, please.
Yeah. How about I really know how to please a woman or... Apparently my rash is contagious.
Oh, man. What if I just go, I really know how to please a woman?
Yeah. So Arj Barker, who we've tried on Insta before, but now that you have his actual number, I really know how to please a woman.
So this is the message, okay?
Yeah.
So Arj and I have done a few gigs, right? Yeah. And we do a lot of gigs together, but I don't think he remembers me.
He's a tough nut to crack, Arj.
And I met him in an airport once.
Yeah.
And we hung out, we had a few beers or whatever, and we had a great time.
Yeah.
And this is the message I wrote him. I said, "Hey, mate. It's Nick Capper. Don't know if you remember me, but we've done a few gigs together. You gave me a number at the airport. I was wondering if you could do a podcast called the Phone Hacks Podcast. You go through our phones. I live in Abbotsford if you want to record sometime.
Yeah.
Can do tomorrow if you're busy."
Yeah.
I sent him that.
And then, "I really know how to please a woman." Do it. It's almost funnier because of the previous message. You know what I mean? Yeah, this is good.
Oh, fuck.
This is good.
Oh, fuck.
"I really know how to please a woman."
I sent it.
Yeah, fuck yes. I sent it. Yeah, yeah. You got to screenshot that.
Oh, my God.
Man, what an end of year wrap up spectacular.
Now, Mike, I also have a little Easter egg, but it didn't go that well.
Yeah.
The other day, I went to Marvel Stadium.
Uh-huh.
And I got a friend to take a photo of me.
Yeah.
Just with my head down and my arms crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And today I put that story up of me at Marvel Stadium.
Yeah.
And I said, I post that photo and I said, "About to play the biggest gig of my life."
Yeah.
"Wish me luck."
Yeah. Little joke. It's fun.
And I thought people would think this is funny or whatever, but everyone's telling me congratulations.
Oh. People legit think.
People are like, good luck, Kappa. Another one got me. Go Kappa.
Oh, that's
with a little
nice.
Flame. Another one's like, clap, clap, clap. You know, got a little clap. Yeah.
I think because it wasn't clear. Like, it wasn't, if it was like about to play Marvel Stadium. But, you know, like, you just add a stadium.
Maybe I should have said that.
Yeah. But so what the people, did anyone say this is a hack? Because if someone says that, then, and I have to say, our great friend and regular of the show, Alex Wardo Ward, recently got engaged.
Mm.
And then people are commenting phone hacks on her engagement post.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
I feel so bad about that.
I know. But it's just like, Wardo doesn't give a shit, you know, like it's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to visit her and her partner in Yamba on the way out.
Because I think most people are like, oh, just let them have their moment.
Yeah. Fuck. That, I feel bad now.
Nah, don't feel bad. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, guys, thank you so much all year for your support. We love you guys. Now, Perth, what were the dates, Mike?
So we're in Perth. The Fringe shows, we'll be there for a couple of weeks, but the Fringe shows.
We're doing
shows,
a doubleheader stand-up.
16th of January, I believe 8:30 p.m. It used to be Rosie O'Grady's, but it's called something now like Johnny's Fox Den or some shit.
Look at all our details.
Yeah. We'll be promoting it. And then, but yeah, 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Phone Hacks live show will be on the 17th at the same venue. Rosie O'Grady is right there in Northbridge.
It's going to be so fun. We're just going to fuck around. Yeah. We're going to have some real dumb shit.
Might be a total shit show, but
yeah,
it'll be
fun. It'll be once in a lifetime bullshit.
Yeah.
We don't care anymore.
No.
We don't care about comedy, and we don't care about you. So that'll make the show funny.
Yeah. Well, I care about you. Capper is much more sadistic and, you know, wants to spread depression.
I want to rock up half an hour later just to see Mike fucking fuming.
So I'll do 45 to 50 minutes and Capper will do 10 and then we'll still split the
cost. And then
cost
I won't
somehow.
Apologize. Even though I'm staying in your house
oh,
there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but thank you guys so much and we will talk to you guys soon. It's been a it's been a hard year. It's been a very tough year.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for you guys, we probably would have stopped.
Well,
during Zoom. We probably would have stopped.
Honestly, like, you keep this going, I'll join the Patreon. That's obviously, you know, that you get some real, the real deal content, just Cap and I, behind the scenes shit. Also, a lot of shit that's been censored from episodes we've discussed on there. Because we do cut a little bit.
We do cut here and there.
Yeah.
And it is. Because, yeah, Mike doesn't hold back. And sometimes I've got to give him that little phone call afterwards and go,
yeah, maybe.
You know what? We should really cut that out, Mike. Then you call me a pussy for half an hour and then you give in.
Oh, so, dude. Yeah. You know, you're the cuck. I'm the boomer. Thank you guys so much. And lots of great guests coming up. And like I said, Perth Fringe, everything else. And Happy New Year.
Great. See you, mate.
See ya. Bye.
Thanks.
Phone hacks.